So public radio is fond of having discussions of the future of journalism, but perhaps the better conversation to have isn't the future of journalism at all, but the future of advertising. Many more messages are delivered in ads, and the technology for delivering ads has changed at least as much as the platforms for transmitting journalism. There are a range of changes that advertisers are now dealing with, like the nearly bankrupt auto industry, which used to support the entire ad industry. And here to talk about these changes is our friend Cindy Gallup. She's an advertising consultant, former chairman of the ad agency BBH. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there are all kinds of bemoaning the end of journalism, but in many ways, changes in advertising are possibly even more significant and more likely to affect more people. First of all, how are advertisers dealing with technological changes like TiVo, the proliferation of broadband on cell phones, that sort of thing?
Not very well, in that the advertising industry is riddled with fear and insecurity at the moment in the wake of both the explosion of all these technological advances and a great deal of nervousness and concern about exactly how they deal with them.
And it seems like there's this weird incestuous relationship between the content and the advertising, in the sense that the script writers are obsessed with getting ratings, and so they want to get the highest possible rating with the kind of content they use. The advertisers want to get into the content and not be sort of in this commercial ghetto. There are all sorts of product placement issues that are blurring the line between the entertainment part and the advertising part.
Well, product placement is interesting, John, because actually it's just one aspect of a much more fundamental trend that I see happening, which is that advertisers these days are so nervous and insecure about themselves and what they're doing that they tend to come from a place where they feel that, and quite rightly, that an awful lot of people out there think advertising is bad. And they are dealing with that by excusing their very existence and trying almost to bypass the fundamental issue, which is how do you make advertising a good thing? Product placement is just one aspect of how they are trying to bypass and step away from that particular core question.
To keep from apologizing for themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, let's listen to this ad, sort of, in the NBC show 30 Rock.
These Verizon wireless phones are just so popular, I accidentally grabbed one belonging to an acquaintance.
Well, sure, because that Verizon wireless service is just unbeatable. I mean, if I saw a phone like that on TV, I would be like, where is my nearest retailer so I can get one? Can we have our money now?
All right, now they're joking, but is Verizon getting invoiced for that amount of mention on 30 Rock?
Well, I think it's highly likely that Verizon will have struck some sort of deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's funny, they're apologizing for it. But in fact, that raises the profile of the product itself in the way that they keep joking about it.
It does indeed. And actually, 30 Rock is interesting because it's an example of the more successful approach to product placement, in that the very nature of the humor and the irony inherent in the series itself allows the producers to integrate commercial brands in a way that many other shows find a lot more difficult.
It seems to me that the whole approach and the tone is a way of saying, we know the deal, folks, right? They're selling products, we're selling programs. It's like we're all together in this. And all of a sudden, the anxiety goes away and it's funnier.
In theory, but John, I have to admit, I personally really take issue with that particular mindset. And I'm going to call up a quote from Mark Goldstein when he was CMO at the advertising agency Fallon, who said a number of years ago, people hate advertising in general, but they love advertising in particular. And what that means is that if you ask the man in the street, what do you think of advertising? He'll go, oh my God, I hate it, you know, gets in my way, commercial breaks, interrupts everything. But if you ask the man in the street, tell me some of your favorite ads, he'll go, I really love that Nike ad where they... So people hate advertising in general, but they love advertising in particular. Make it great, engaging advertising, and people feel it enhances their lives rather than the opposite.
Well, here's another strategy for deliberately blurring the line between a show and an ad. And tell me what you think of this. This is from the USA Network Psych, okay? And it starts out sounding like an actual episode and then becomes something quite different.
Think he's fine? Too bad as a guess.
Oh, dude, I'd look totally awesome driving this car.
Sunroof down, hair blowing gently in the wind.
Don't move. Actually, he would look awesome driving this car.
I would?
Hop in there.
The new midsize Kia Optima gets 32 miles per gallon highway with a 5-star crash safety rating. Kia, the power to surprise. Watch all new episodes of Psych, Fridays at 10 on USA.
Now, who's the driver and who's the passenger here? Is Psych riding the Kia brand, or is Kia riding the Psych brand?
Well, I think most people would say it's Kia riding the Psyche brand. And again, I would argue that that's a very obvious mode of product placement and branded entertainment, if you like. The best examples, to be frank, are fully integrated into the action in such a way that the action could literally not exist without them. And that's why some of the best examples historically have been accidental product placement. When Tom Cruise took Ray-Ban aviators to extraordinary worldwide sales in Top Gun, that wasn't because Ray-Ban did a fantastic deal. That was because Ray-Ban gave sunglasses to every Hollywood movie in the hope that one day they'd strike it big. And they did with a movie that integrated them fully into the storyline.
That's brilliant. Did they know which one was going to hit?
No, not at all. And they didn't know that with Wayfarers and Risky Business either.
That's another great example. So what products can we see cast in Hollywood movies of the future?
Well, the ideal, and this is actually what a lot of advertisers are trying to do, is to actually get right in at the very heart of the concepting process before the script has even been written and actually find a way to tap into the ideation of what the next movies are going to be. But again, it's absolutely a lottery. You have no idea ultimately what will make it or what won't. But the best thing you can possibly do is integrate your brand and product in a way that means, as I say, quite literally, the storyline could not play out without it.
Maybe that means there'll be a credit someday, where right after casting director, there's product integrator.
It could well be. And I have to tell you, anybody who manages to achieve that fantastically will be extraordinarily sought after and very, very rich.
And you may be the first. Cindy Gallup, I wouldn't put it past you. Advertising consultant, former chairman of the ad agency BBH. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.